Key West and the Civil War, even though we're the southernmost community in the U.S., Key West remained with the Union. It was not part of the Confederacy. And that was due to some skillful maneuvering by the U.S. Army here and the Navy. And what happened, you know, the secessionist movement was growing, and we have a large fort on the southwestern point of the island called Fort Taylor. Well, in the middle of the night, as this secessionist movement was really starting to solidify, the captain of the army troops marched from the barracks into Fort Taylor, shut the gates, and basically said, okay, we have control of the fort. Key West is going to stay in the Union. And it did.